Austria came very close to electing a far-right, anti-immigration airplane technician as its new president today. In a cliffhanger of a race, he lost to an economist backed by the leftist Green Party. That has relieved many European leaders, but the results underscore how polarized some European countries have become. Joanna Kakissis begins our coverage in Vienna.
When economics professor Alexander von der Bellen was finally declared president today, teacher Brigitte Eichhorn sang and celebrated in a Vienna courtyard.
I don't want my country to exclude other people. I want to live in an open country.
She was alluding to Norbert Hofer, the candidate from the far-right Freedom Party, who ran on an anti-immigration ticket. He lost to von der Bellen by just 31,000 votes. In his acceptance speech, von der Bellen spoke of the division in Austria.
It was nearly a 50-50 finish. It's a symbol that couldn't be clearer. We talked a lot about the separation between left and right, city and country, young and old. But I think we are equal. Two parts, and both parts equally important.
Political analyst Eva Linsinger says von der Bellen is not exciting, but he seems thoughtful.
He thinks. He talks slowly, he thinks before he answers, then sometimes he gives kind of complicated answers.
Ali Vakili, an Austrian doctor of Iranian descent, says he hopes von der Bellen will help to change what he calls growing racism in Austria.
See your skin color, you see your hair color, and for them you're just using the system and getting people's money, you know? They don't see what you actually do, they don't see how hardworking you are.
René von Passion, an Austrian-Canadian theater scholar, says many people are unhappy about how the government handled the more than 90,000 asylum seekers in Austria last year.
There's a definite polarization. The migrant crisis was managed very badly and wasn't acknowledged that it was going to be a problem early enough, and that has led to a certain degree of discontent.
That discontent helped bring the rise of the Freedom Party, which Austrians call the FPO. Mario Zuzan, a salesman who joined the party 2 years ago, says that those who vilify the party do not understand Austria today.
We reached 50% this election, so I don't think you can say the people are afraid of the FPO.
He says the party is neither racist nor xenophobic. He says it just wants to preserve Austrian culture and keep out corrupt politicians.
For me, it's important to make sure that I've done everything, to leave a country, to leave an environment for my kids, which is worth to live in.
He says the Freedom Party is in Austria to stay. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Vienna.